now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com.
The same ass when I came. It's
your boy!
Welcome everyone to the SNL Premier League podcast here on V2Football.com. Of course, sponsored by the great Art of Football.com. And if you haven't seen it, get on there, ladies and gentlemen. They're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget. As they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design. So your t-shirt or canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at Artoffootball on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, enter the promo code Ash and Al for 10% off at the checkout, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we can do for you. We can't do no more. What's that? That's the checkout, is it?
Beep.
Like Dale Winton is, sonny. Dale Winton. The image of him, sonny. Been on the beds.
Unexpected item. On the belt.
What's the annoying thing in the world, isn't it? Huh?
Please wait for assistance.
The worst thing is when you buy something like a pet. No, I'll be honest. Cream cakes, Al. Cream cakes, right?
No legs on this show, son.
There's no weight to them, son. No, you know what I mean? No. I'm a chubby checker. I'm fine. Yeah. I don't care. I'm a fast domino, son. Yeah. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron Ramsey, you sick bastard.
Bastards.
You've done it again. Who's going to go this week now?
Yeah.
He scored again, hasn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
Aww.
He's sick. Something wrong with him, man. Huh? He's locking up.
Serial killer, that's where he is.
He needs locking up. But yeah, these cream cakes, son, it's, I think it's just cream and air, isn't it?
Yeah.
No weight to them, son. Yeah. So, of course, you've got to fucking wait for assistance. Please wait for assistance. Please remove the item from the bagging area.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
And then you get so pissed off, you just end up chucking the cream cakes on the bagging area.
Yeah.
And awfully, it picks up a bit of weight.
Yeah.
And then cream cakes are ruined then.
Well, you know, I've worked for many years in supermarkets, so I know to sort it all out, son.
Boom.
I do miss the tan eyes, like, when I walk in, like, I wonder if they let me do the tan eye.
Oh.
Yeah. No, again, I'll just randomly say, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome for Sainsbury's. On a field to go counter, we have many items reduced to half price, so why not treat yourself?
Oh.
And thank you for swap shopping in Sainsbury's.
Oh, it makes
obviously, better out to Statlin. I haven't done for ages.
Makes me want to go there now. Makes me want to go there now.
It's like, yeah, I love the old tan eye jokes.
Ooh.
That's why I get the old voices.
What voices?
What voices?
What do you mean?
You know, the posh washes.
Oh, the posh washes.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, what a show. We've, of course, got a full Premier League review, ladies and gentlemen. We've got everything that's happening in the world of V2 at half time, of course. And we've got our tip of the week from fantasytalk.com. We've got our world-famous beer mat quiz, where I think you could take it all this week,
Al. Take it all. I could do an hammer on yourself.
Oh, he's going to take it all. Currently 2-0 up. We're only 2 to play, 3 to play. I don't know what we are now. And we will have, of course, the great success last week of our old friend Jürgen Klinsmann, continuing in the exclusive serialisation of his book, working title, I, Jürgen. Of course, he gave us a great... emotional.
I thought he's changing it, isn't he?
Is he? Well, working title, that's why.
He
so
said
we'll see.
He's got another working title.
We'll see what he says today, later. Coming up towards the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned for that beautiful, heart-wrenching start to his book we heard last week. So we'll hear another passage from...
Where's he from? Gupping?
Gupping?
West Germany.
From our old friend Jürgen later. But we'll kick on with the football. Plenty to get through, of course. Biggest game of the weekend started early on Saturday. Manchester United against Tottenham Hotspur, Al. 1-0 to Manchester United. Tony Martell with a winner. Coming off the bench. More goals in the Premier League than anyone else coming from the bench. That's Tony Martell. Anthony Martial. If no one knows who we're talking about. 4 goals from the subs bench. More than anyone in the Premiership so far.
Good lad.
Impact player. Impact player. Is he? Oh,
yeah, replaced Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Replaced Jesus. But what are we looking at now? 5 home clean sheets in the Premier League. Best start for Man United since 07-08 season. There we go.
Is it?
Back in Fergie's day, innit? Fergie's goal. Late goals. Talking about Fergie. More late goals for Man United. 10 goals they've scored in the last 10 minutes of the Premier League games this season. It was a so-so game. I mean, Spurs looked like they would have been very happy with a point. No Harry Kane. No Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Struggling. Might be back for Madrid, they reckon, they. But they just looked toothless without him. Or tongueless, shall we tongueless. Say. Without him. Dele Alli didn't know what to do without his mate.
Yeah. Just stood there with it.
Yes. Man United just grinded it out, really. Got their chance. Just got their chance and took it. As I said, Spurs weren't really a threat. Man United had a couple of chances, but a draw would have been a fair result for both sides. But Man United nicked it, and that's a sign of a Mourinho team, really, isn't it? Just getting that break, getting that goal.
Sign of a Man United team.
Sign of a Man United, yeah, very true, very true. They're back on track big time, obviously, under Jose. And obviously, second. No, he's still second. Bailey's.
I wonder if anybody got that reference.
No, you don't use any reference.
Anybody know Blakey?
Must know it, man, these youngsters. Yeah. They must have saw him on his generation game every week, man. With old Jim Davidson. Funniest man in the world, of course.
Mickey Flanagan does a sketch of it in his stand-up, so young kids might know
oh,
it from
there
Mickey
we are.
Flanagan.
They'll just recognise that then. So
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you bat that. I watch on the buses sometimes. It's on like ATV3.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
On the buses.
You can't beat them. Yeah. These old ones you do. You just sit there watching... Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Oh,
that, sir.
Up there, sir. One of my favourite shows of all time.
It's just worth laughing out loud.
Some Mothers Do Have Them.
You're lolling. Sitting there lolling.
Absolutely one of my favourite shows of
How
all time.
How many times are these new shows you sit there lolling?
No.
You
no,
don't
never,
do, son.
Never.
So.
I'm constantly on UK Gold. 25-year anniversary this month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Bloody hell. Is it really 25 years?
Well, yeah, because it says 25-year anniversary on the screen.
Oh, I don't know, I haven't watched it for a while, to be honest with you. A couple of weeks. Since the Only Fools and Horses marathons. Seems to be on all day, every day.
Ah, it's gone now, isn't it?
I know.
It was all over the summer, wasn't it?
That's the fastest kick in the world, Addison. It's gone. Just so you know. Yeah. Anyway, we move on.
Maybe the jokes will improve.
No, I doubt it. I very much.
Whee!
Very much doubt it.
Whee!
No need.
Double
There's
sock.
No need. We shouldn't take socks off in the studio, Al.
I can't. What is this lovely rug we got on here?
So I'm just going to clean this up,
mate. It's like a proper recording studio, one of these rugs.
Beautiful, isn't it? Fair dude.
It's like I'm in...
Live lounge somewhere. Live lounge.
It's like I love these rugs we bought.
Fern Cotton be walking in now. Who does it now? I don't even know who does it now.
Live lounge. No, Fern's on BBC Two.
Yeah, he's older now.
Kenny Bruce's replacement when he goes on holiday.
Does a good job.
Is it Doughty or someone like that? Is it?
Ah, it sounds right.
It's a girl, isn't it?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sounds right. I can tell we're getting old here.
I've never listened to Radio 1.
There'll be youngsters screaming the name at us now. In the headphones.
Grimmy still does the morning show.
I assume
still
so.
Listeners to be... doing that show.
He's
only got like 5 million,
isn't
he?
Well, I think he's plodding along, I think.
He got, No, that's the thing, I never listened to Radio 1 when I was a kid.
Oh.
Radio 2 was always on in the van with my dad when I worked with him.
Well, yeah, I listened to Radio 2 now in the van.
Yeah.
Talk Sport, used to like obviously a lot. What else? Local stations, all right, now and again.
I can't stand commercial radio.
For the old...
too many stupid presenters. We don't know fuck all about music.
No.
Right,
there's 15 a jar, son, for that effing.
I don't care, it's worth it, son, because I'm going to drop my C word in
a
minute.
Oh, what? Cover your ears, youngsters, cover your ears.
Because I can't stand anybody who presents music shows who don't know fuck all about music.
Fair enough,
you know, though. Music's a massive passion in my life, if not the biggest passion in my life.
Exactly, son.
And I want someone who knows music.
Well, exactly.
And commercial radios are twats.
You're quite right there. Like, it's like two fellas trying to talk about football on a podcast.
Yeah.
They don't know enough about football.
Well,
oh, I couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand it a lot.
Well, we're not professionals, are we?
We're not professionals.
They get money for that.
They do.
You know? This is just what we do. Just they get paid a lot of money to sit there.
Yeah.
To spin records.
I know. That's right, exactly. I mean, you won't believe this, ladies and gentlemen, but this is free. It's coming to you free, this is.
We don't get paid for
this. We don't get paid. You don't have to pay to listen to this, either.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm sure you wish you did get paid to listen to it, but there we are. But we'll move on.
We get an allowance.
Allowance.
Which we spent all on fucking rugs.
Yeah. It's that now. We'll get nothing out of the budget.
I was going to drop a C word.
You were, you didn't.
No, I'll tell you why, alright?
Go on.
Radio 2 on a Sunday, I don't listen to midday.
Midday?
Because Elaine Page is on it.
Oh.
And she's a cunt.
Yeah, she is.
And I can't stand her.
No.
I have this thing called the death plate. Alright?
Yeah.
Now, the seats for Elaine Page, Joe Wiley, say I can't listen to Radio 2 at 8 o'clock at night. On a weekday,
Liam's filling up, as it said.
Lulu's on there. All right.
Jesus, son, you're in trouble of being sexist here.
Yeah. No. Lewis Hamilton's on there.
Fair enough, son.
It's my death plane, Ash.
Fair enough, but I'd wait a few years just to see if he can break the Schumacher record of 6-7 titles, whatever it is, or Fangio's record, or whoever's record it is. How many world titles is this?
No.
Huh?
No, he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve one. Kilty's on there, son, for you.
Yes, get him on, son.
Kilty's on
get
there,
get the Kilty on.
Kilty's on there.
Gotta have him on, son.
Boom.
But Pardew? No. Pardew in store in luggage?
Nah, he doesn't annoy me.
In hand luggage?
No.
Sneak him in, son.
No, I've already put Kilty on there for you.
Because
I find him a bit of a twat.
Is this a chartered plane or what? Or how many seats are on it, son?
This is a Boeing 747.
Oh, you can fit Pardew on there, son. Huh? Come on now.
Well, he's penciled in, alright?
Huh?
He's penciled in.
Penciled
in. I don't want to waste spaces. Because there's loads of CUNTs up there.
There is.
Alright?
There is. Anyway, back to the football. The other side of North London. Arsenal.
Arsenal
2. Swansea City 1. Swansea went 1-0 up. Sam Clucas. But they couldn't hold on. Fell apart.
The pieces.
Kolasinac, I'm going to say. I don't know if it's right, but I'm going to say. Left back, right back. He scored anyway. The equaliser.
Fell to pieces like Velvet Revolver. Music reference there. Hey, look, the DJs won't get reference Velvet Revolver.
Yeah. We also. And as we said earlier, Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron the Grim Reaper Ramsey.
with the winning goal, what it turned out for Arsenal, in Arsene Wenger's 800th Premier League in game in charge.
Arsene Wenger!
10 behind Sir Alex now.
Oh,
going to break that, obviously, this season.
Don't sack him.
Wenger out on 809.
Yeah, 809, yeah.
Kolasinac, as you said, with the equaliser, his third goal of the season. Incidentally, he's Arsenal's second top scorer. Only Lacazette has got more than him with 5.
Jesus. What happened to Olivier Giroud? Who is he?
Olivier Giroud?
He
scored one or two this season.
The reason he got the sack
was
because he failed to sign Olivier Giroud.
I think you would have been sacked with him or without him, mate. Come on, no. He's been in too many Dutch cafes this week,
yeah,
I think. And he's
chips are with me and his.
On the old space cookies, sir.
Although, I'm very Dutch when I eat my chips. I do like my mayonnaise when I'm having chips.
Yeah? Yeah. Now and again, I'll have a bit of mayo.
And mayonnaise.
Yeah, I will now and again. Not too much, son. I'm a traditionalist, son. I'll have red sauce.
Red sauce, son. No, I like thick mayonnaise.
Why?
All right, I don't like that watered down mayonnaise that looks like Spock.
No, it would, son.
Nothing right about that. Especially if it drips down your mouth. Like,
no, not at all.
The red boy's days behind me. You know.
Anyway. But Arsenal continuing some great home form, 13 home wins in a row in all competitions, their longest ever at the Emirates Stadium, How long have you been there? Good 10, 15 years, so whatever it is, isn't it?
Is it that long?
Got to be about 10, isn't it? At least
10, yeah.
10 to 12. I'll go 12. And as we said, Aaron Ramsey with his 50th goal for Arsenal. 50th celebrity going to go this week. Yes. Who's it going to be, the big 5-0? Any guesses, Al? Any guesses?
Hopefully, Lulu.
I'll go for Kilty. Choking on a Guinness sub.
Yeah.
Oh. Barton out on a Guinness poo, son. Trying to push a Guinness poo out. But Arsenal, yeah, back on track. Swansea, 1-0 up. Let it all slip. Shocking. Need some results. Al, they're struggling big time. Poor Clement. Great French manager. Just can't cut it in the Premier League at the moment. It's not happening, is it? He came in last season. There was a bit of a change, mostly because he was able to shore up the defence. And they had players like Guilfi, of course, who would unlock the door. Now they seem to get so far. Get to that final third of the field, and they just run out of ideas. And so, other than Tammy Abraham running in behind, that's their number one plan at the moment. So something needs to change. They need a bit more creativity there. Somewhere along the line, Al.
Hope they go down,
that's right.
You heard me.
One day. So we move on. Another game down in London.
Reality check for you, then. Fucking walking around in Swansea kit tracksuits. And they're like, fucking hell. You were going for the fucking local spa.
London Derby, son. Crystal Palace, though, old mate.
It was a bit of a tasty one, wasn't it?
Oh, Desmond. Yeah. Desmond at the Sellers Park. 2-2 West Ham.
2-0 up, wasn't it?
2-0 up. Javier Hernandez, Chicharito, you and I know.
Chicharito, tell me what's wrong. We threw away a 2-0 lead. 2-0 lead.
We should have reversed that.
2-0 lead.
And Andre Ayew put West Ham 2-0 up. West Ham. And Milojevic, whatever his name is.
Hey, we follow out the deep references.
It's us laughs, son.
That's a modern. Who's a modern one? I don't know.
You know, son, I haven't got a clue. Grimmy, innit? Is he modern? I don't know. Grimmy, he's modern. Grimmy, that's the only one. Who else is modern? They all sound the same, though, don't it? You can't.
Yeah, they're all northern us now,
aren't they? you can't do a voice for anyone now, can you? Not that we can do voices, I mean, no. We never have, but.
People from Townie, they're just Essex.
Oh, yeah. And last minute the equaliser, or 90.
We should get Jeff Collins on the show.
90.
Thank you, Lord, trap door. Well. Don't you open that trap door!
never forget, of course, her famous appearance on was it I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah,
she was crying actual gravy.
Yeah.
But Louis, I was going to say Louis Zaha then. Wilfred Zaha, I think it was 95th, 96th minute or something. Willie's a hard equaliser. 2-2. Roy, our old mate Roy, was going berserk on the side.
Roy's Willie rescues him. I should bring headlights. Roy's Willie rescue.
Fantastic.
Roy's Willie rescue. Roy's Willie to the rescue.
That's amazing. Amazing. Fair dues. But yeah.
That's the name of this week's show.
Yeah.
Roy's Willie to the rescue.
Chicharito, of course, now 41 goals in the Premier League, all from inside the box. Only one man has got a better 100% record in the box. Do you know it, Al? Do you know it?
Mick Jagger?
No. Ozzy
Aldilas?
No. It's Australian.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Australian, mate.
Oh, it's got to be the only one, isn't it?
Go on.
Mark Bosnich, mate.
It's not Mark Bosnich. It's just days.
Wasn't it? It's got to be Cahill, isn't it?
It's Tim Cahill. 56 out of 56, all in the box.
That is it.
That's him in all the time. yes, tremendous.
Tim Cahill? I don't know, you ask me, you tell me. I don't know.
Yeah, tremendous, as you say. One of the best about inside the box. No one to know that either. Flaming Gold.
Alf
and Alfsa. Very deuce. Good times. But yes, as you said, Paris with a great fight back. And it looks like, I mean, Zaha, at times it looked like he was trying to do too much on his own.
One man team.
But then, when you're down there and struggling, you want someone to take responsibility as well, then, don't you? You want someone to do it as well. You know, take a game by the scruff of the neck. Sometimes, as you say, he did try too much, lost the ball or wasted the ball. But you need someone really going for it, and obviously the most talented player they got as well. And it seemed to egg on a bit of Andras Townsend on the other side of the ring. I mean, Zaha's performance seemed to pick up Townsend's performance as well. Now he's come back, he seems to be trying a bit more. Injured at the moment, is he? I think, isn't he? I think so. But they need
it. Fucking useless when he wasn't injured.
Well, exactly.
Oh, I dropped 4 F-words this week so far. Terrible. I did so well last week, and I dropped the C-word.
Oh, stop it.
I was talking about Elaine Page. She gets me.
It's all gone downhill. Is that Death Plane of yours, son?
Yeah, definitely.
But Palace.
Straight for a volcano, Alice. And just to make sure, I've strapped a couple of nuclear bombs.
Oh, just to make sure, son. We'll be safe. Better safe than sorry nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
But Palace, I mean, we don't want to be biased because Ari is our old friend, Roy, down there.
Roy.
But they look like they've got some fight about them now. The last 3 or 4 games now, he's put something in them. Not just his
pint.
We should have rehearsed this. Should have rehearsed all this.
Pee and mint risotto.
That's right. That's not the only thing he's put in them, son. They've got some fight in them, son. You know what I mean? And he done it. You know, I know he's fucking useless at England. No one wants. I mean, it's not so.
He's piss poor in that show.
Not so much shit at England. It's just England are shit at the moment.
Yeah.
They haven't got the players there. Whether the players have got the hunger or desire to perform at that level or whatever is a different story. And not just that, I mean, we all know the weeks leading up to Roy being appointed as England manager, it was odds on. Everyone thought it was going to happen. Everyone thought Harry was going to get the job.
Yeah.
And when Roy comes out and is announced, you just, everyone's so deflated.
Yeah.
It's complete downer and negative about his reign from the very first day.
Yeah. It's unfair, though.
Unfair on him. Fair enough, he didn't do nothing. Didn't do absolute jack shit. But then, again, Southgate's not going to do any better at all. You know what I mean? So, whether he gets the criticism Roy did, who knows? But it doesn't help. He doesn't always come across the interviews as laughing, joking, as he did on this show sometimes. You know, he comes as very serious and dour straight to the point.
Nasty type.
Yeah.
I don't know when he's on TV. When he's on the podcast, he's quite friendly.
Yeah.
Back
yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, he's done the same when, where was he? Fulham, for instance, before. I mean, tremendous fight in and then and just got them to get results. So he's very capable manager. I think Paris will start getting results and pulling away now over the, you know, November, Christmas period. I think we'll see him, you know, up to, you know, mid-table, I think they will start pulling away. Very close down there, innit? But there we are. We'll have one more for half time, Al. Don't lose your kazoo now.
Oh, there it is.
Up to Anfield, touch the sign. 3-0 against Huddersfield. Liverpool the winners. Daniel Sturridge, Roberto Firmino, and Wijnaldum with the goals. Salah missed a penalty for Liverpool. First half or second half goals to Liverpool, of course. Expected win, really, wouldn't it? I mean, they played well home games. They always have more of the ball.
Huddersfield haven't scored a goal away since the start of the season.
Yeah, struggling away, aren't they? Yeah. Obviously, we saw them last week. They done Man United at home.
Yeah.
Better at home. But away at Anfield as well. I mean, whoever plays at Anfield, usually Liverpool have more of the ball, have plenty of chances. It's just a case of whether they're going to score that day, whether they're going to put some of the chances away or not.
Yeah.
Usually is the case when, well, most Liverpool games where they're home or away, to be honest with you. They always have plenty of chances, and he stacked 3 away. Sturridge now 100 goals in club football, which I think he's been around for years. You think he'd have more than that? Yeah. And always have big injuries. It makes you wonder.
My
gosh. How much he could have done without those injuries and without, like, the wasted season or so with the Chelsea, for instance,
where
he was on the bench for a lot of time. But yeah, obviously, if he can stay fit, he's going to be an absolute tremendous asset for Liverpool this season. And we'll now done with another goal, as you said. All of his 18 goals in the Premier League so far have all been at Omal. He doesn't like going away, son. He's like the Mr. T of the Premier League.
Yeah.
He only likes it at home. He won't go away. Oh!
Rip something out.
He doesn't like going away. But
going away, sucker.
I'm going away, sucker. I'm only going to score at Anfield, sucker. And of course, St. James's Park, of course. He hasn't scored all 18 goals for Liverpool, of course. He scored a few for Newcastle, didn't he?
Oh, you like my...
But yes, Liverpool, home win, back on track. Get them ready for European football now in the midweek. Huddersfield, as you said, away from home. Struggling, which they don't want to do, because sooner or later, you know, if they got two or three away on a bounce and they lose them all, that's confidence draining
Then
they've got to try and pull it out at home then.
Dave Wagner.
I mean, if they're still... The club of their stature and coming up the way they did, you know, they've spent money, not on superstars, but on good players. If they're still in the hunt to stay up come the last couple of weeks of the season, that's an absolutely fantastic season.
Hell of an achievement.
Absolutely fantastic season. But, I mean, saying that, they've still had a great start of the season. Good defence normally, obviously away from home, though, is the thing. So we've just got to see how that goes. But Liverpool, if they can keep Sturridge fit, I mean, Firmino, I think he's scored more goals for Liverpool since he's joined them than any other player, 20 or 25 or something like that. So it goes to show how much he's improving every season, every game. So, I mean, we always talk, it's just their defensiveness is going to let him down every season, every game. He's only, since he's been at Liverpool, Klopp, he's only spent 12 million on defenders.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one.
He's only spent 12 million on defenders. Now, come on.
12 million, no wonder they concede so many bloody goals.
Now, come, I mean, the problem was there before Klopp got there
yeah.
about the defence. I mean, under Rodgers was the same. I mean, the first when they had, you know, they had Suarez, Sturridge, who was the other one? Someone else as well. Anyway, they were banging them in for fun, weren't they? But they were still conceding. They were winning games 3-2, 4-2, you know, 2-1. They were always conceding, but they were just outscoring the opponents. It hasn't changed since then. Klopp's come in. I mean, everyone's seen it. Do you know what I mean? Even us amateur podcasters have seen it all. It's a defence.
Defence. Everybody knows.
In there.
Everybody knows. In the entire world, it's the defence. Except for the Liverpool manager.
Except for the Liverpool manager, yeah. As we said, to go in there, only spend 12 million on defenders.
That's ridiculous.
It's absolutely scandalous. And we said time and time again about, you know, the missed opportunities in the summer when he didn't get Van Dijk. Well, they should have just got someone else, shouldn't they? You know what I mean, obviously, he got rid of, who's the boy gone to Panis? Sacco.
Sacco, yeah. Mamadou Sacco.
Didn't think much of him. Well, I mean, you take off someone like Lovren last week after half an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Are you telling me Sacco couldn't have come on and done a job?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw him last, when Big Sam took him to Palace. Oh, he's phenomenal. For three, Brilliant. 4 months. Absolutely phenomenal. So he's obviously, and he's, you know, he's obviously got the potential and the ability to be a good defender. As a lot of these young Liverpool defenders have. But you just wonder, under Klopp, have they got the guidance there of a defensive minded person? You know what I mean? I don't know if we said it on the podcast last week or we said it after it. And you said, should it go towards more the way of like American football? Where they have that defensive coach system all in place. I mean, they have coaches there.
Did they hear on the podcast?
I'm not sure.
It was a good thing I said, though.
It was a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know.
Defensive and attacking.
I know, in American football, if they haven't got the ball, all the defensive line comes on, blah, blah, blah. And I know they've got, you know, defensive coaches or whatever, but there should be an absolutely set, you know, four or five, you know, just pure defensive coaches to work on a shape, on a system of how they're going to defend corners, defend free kicks, defend, you know, counter-attacks, this, that and the other. Obviously, you've still got to work with the attack inside and work as a team as well. But, I mean, come on, you've got to have some sort of system in place because at the moment there's nothing. It's a shambles from start to finish.
How then it fucking be a shambles.
So, well, there we are. Anyway, we'll call that half-time. Half-time on the Premier League review. Oh, here we go. Oh, Yes, and bit of culture club.
A little culture.
Doesn't happen very often. All via the kazoo. But we are... Oh. Go on.
Great result.
Great result on the old...
In the Tommy Cooper Memorial Hall in Caerphilly. Yes. We sold out all seats. 40 seats have gone.
All gone.
This Tuesday night, the Halloween special, kazoo. Please come dressed up. I am.
Yes.
I'll be dressed up as a giant kazoo.
Cracker, I love it.
Playing a kazoo. So, Caerphilly, Tommy Cooper Memorial Hall.
Yes.
All seats are sold out.
All seats hanging from the rafters this week, though. Right?
Everybody who's got the tickets, please come fancy dress. There will be a little finger buffet.
Oh.
Halloween style.
Who doesn't like a finger
buffet? You know, we're going to have a bit of a do this time.
Nice. Celebrate.
So, thank you for all coming along. And all the money we raise goes towards the podcast.
Yes.
And the Kazoo Foundation.
Yes, of course. And as we say each and every week, don't come for the love of Rationale. Come for the love of the kazoo. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got to come for the love of kazoo.
What are you fucking laughing at? No. Oh, 4/5 one.
Goodness there me, absolutely.
Goodness gracious, great balls.
Absolutely.
I love it, I'm going to love it, sure.
Come on. We are, of course, the Ash and Hour Premier League podcast on v2football.com. Now check out v2football, ladies and gentlemen.
Check out the...
The website, of course, all things football, great articles, interviews, this, that and the other. And of course, all the other podcasts available, including the 72 show, all things Football League. We're the Premier League, they're Football League. We've got it all covered on V2, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about that. And after you check that out, why not check out the V2 Football Podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things from world football, news, stories, events coming up, talking points, discussion, debates. A lot of, master debates on there. Makes me laugh. Classic joke.
Don't get up much.
I don't, son.
Can't believe how much that tickled you.
Anyway, yeah, check out that. What else we've got? We've got the Hipster's Guide to Europe, ladies and gentlemen. Keep an eye out for that. Every so often the lads will get together and have a good review around all things Europe, all the leagues and stories happening in the football. And also the wrestling podcast, the brand new wrestling podcast, Broken Brook Glorious. Recently had Chaos Wrestling owner Dave Mercy on, of course. Great interview, listen to that. Reviewing of the TLC, their last album, and all things World Wrestling Federation.
You still say that?
No.
Get sued.
Well, all things wrestling, WWE, Japan, British wrestling, all things.
Not British wrestling. If you're a British wrestling fan, I recommend just
there we are.
Tune in.
They got it all covered, ladies and gentlemen. So check.
And they've got the at the moment they got. Oh, what's this? The man in the eye mask. Yes, I love a bit of that.
There we are.
Ooh,
I love that. Go on.
They got the top. Well, the top five, top ten. I've done top five. Big men of the 90s.
They're currently a vote going on. Yes, top five, top ten. Big,
top ten. Well, there's ten
big men wrestlers,
ten
champions
wrestlers
of
qualify.
Of the 90s.
I've
so.
Done a honourable mention on mine.
Yeah.
I won't give the game away.
Don't spoil it because the listeners want to hear.
Yeah, they want to hear.
They want to hear.
They want to hear. So we got the top 10 wrestlers, big men who won a championship, world championship, I'm presuming. Yes, it says world championship in WWF/.
Yes.
Or ECW in the 90s. Big men must be more than 6'8" tall.
Oh, yeah.
And weigh more than 150 to 350 pounds.
Oh, like top trumps.
And the top 10, Bam Bam Bigelow, Bam Bam's Big Elbow, Big Show, Big Van Vader, Kay, Kevin Nash, Mark Henry, Psycho Sid, The Great Khalil. Even though he didn't actually, since 1990, sorry, oh. The Undertaker and Yokozuna.
There we go. So get on.
How
there.
Would you rank them? Well, I'll tell you how I rank them. Number one would be I'm not telling you.
Not telling you.
Not telling you. It's not who you think it would be, though.
But But yeah, so check out that the upcoming thing. I'm sure it'll all be announced there, the votes and everything like that. Of course, we're sponsored by artofootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. Moments that you never forget, as you look to capture the beauty.
Jesus,
the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. Now, they only produce a limited number of each design. So your T-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, Al, exclusive and completely original. Artofootball.com, at Artofootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting deals for you left, right and centre on this podcast. Taking care of you, ladies and gentlemen. Get on there.
Pimps.
Pimps. We won't spit in your mouth either, so get on there.
Well, and
you get caught in the moment sometimes.
I do. I can't help it. All habits die hard, which is apparently the new Die Hard title.
Is it? No.
The new Die Hard film is going to be called All Habits Die Hard. If it's not, it bloody tricked me.
And before we crack on with the second half of the review, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a tip of the week from fantasytote.com. Each and every week, the
tip of the week.
The great guys from Fantasy Tote send us their tip of the week for next weekend's fixtures, and of course we can exclusively announce their five-a-side fixtures for the game modes, ladies and gentlemen. It's spread betting. Get on there, it explains all on the website, fantasytote.com. Basically, you can pick a five-a-side team. Different game modes, but I do like the five-a-side team.
Should form a five-a-side team.
We should, sir.
Do they still have the five-a-side league up in Cumdee?
Yeah, Cumdee. Yeah. Sure they do, sir.
I'll go with Golson, because I'm technically the fourth greatest goalkeeper of all time and the number one goalkeeper from the Czech Republic.
Without Clinton. That's right, exactly, sir. Exactly. So... yes, the exclusive announcement for the five-a-side game modes next week will be three games: West Ham against Liverpool, Manchester City against Arsenal, and Chelsea against Manchester United. Oh, some tasty fixtures next week, eh? West Ham against Liverpool once again, Manchester City against Arsenal, and Chelsea against Manchester United. And the tips of the week, here they are, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to spend your money, crack on, try and win something. Star club tip for next week is Tottenham Hotspurs, and the star player is Christian Eriksen. So get on it, ladies and gentlemen. But of course, it's gambling. So you know, the fun stops.
Stop,
innit? Simple as that. So anyway, we'll crack on. That's enough with
like
that.
Like heroin.
Yes, that's right, exactly. Does it ever stop, man? Does it ever stop?
I blew it up.
Come and go, come and go. Beautiful.
That's what you expect.
Oh.
On Tuesday night, 7:30, in the Tommy Cooper Memorial Hall, high quality professional kazoo player.
There we go. And you can learn that.
I will be teaching.
You can learn all that, as we said, up in Caerphilly. There'll be a cheese board, so don't worry about that.
Definitely cheese board.
But let's crack on now before we get to the world famous beer mat quiz and our reading from Jürgen, still to come, ladies and gentlemen. The serialisation of his brand new book coming out soon. We will crack on with the rest of the results from the Premier League. Down at Watford, Al. Watford 0, Stoke City 1.
Oh, I saw the end of this.
Oh!
How strong is Troy Deeney? Hey, he only waved that short cross and he went flying.
He went flying.
What happened? Did he lose his balance? It didn't look good for short cross. That's not what I'm saying.
You're quite right, it didn't. Strange result. You expected a draw or a Watford win, with Marco Silva's team's form this season so far, but I mean, shit a brick. Darren Fletcher with a winner. He can shit a brick as well.
Can, yeah. I feel sorry. I know, I go through the same thing myself.
You do, sir. You do. play football every week.
Yeah.
Lovely little sort of passed into the corner of the corner of the goal. Beautiful little finish from Dan Fletcher. Stoke, I mean, they needed a win as well. We talked last week while we were struggling.
Hughes, you probably listen to us, old Sparky.
Old Sparky, of course he does. He loves us. He loves us. He's always on the phone. On the
always trying to sell one of his Philly shirts to us, isn't he?
Yes, he loves us. Absolutely loves it. As we said, a bit unexpected for Watford to lose at home. They're on under their current form this season, but I mean the way they've started, they can afford to lose a game like this now and then. Really, you can still see them. They still play decent enough. Had some chances. It's just one of them. It's one of them so-so games. Now, although it's only 9-10 games into the season, it's one of them you weren't fussed about. Obviously, we said Stoke needed the win, but yeah. I mean you're not hugely worried about them going down. It's one of them games you look at towards the end of the season and think, oh, well, what's the point of this? It's not going to mean nothing.
Simulate this.
Simulate this one. I've got a big cup game in a week. I can't be bothered with this. Wasting my thumbs on this.
Yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning, I go to bed. I've been working forever. Similar.
So we'll move on to the Hawthorns. I mean, that's the most exciting game of the Hawthorns for about 20 years.
Yeah.
West Bromwich Albion, Wankers Barton Arsenal 2, Manchester City 3. I mean, it all kicked off, son. About three times in 5 minutes they kicked off, son.
Yeah.
Goals. I think it was from the Sane who opened the scoring for Man City. From there, first goal to them being 2-1 up again, there was less than 5 minutes, like 4 minutes, 50-odd seconds between the first goal and the third goal. Of course, as we said, Sane opened the scoring. Jay Rodriguez, seems to be having a good season at West Brom.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jay Rodriguez.
Yes, huge injury, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he just got into the England squad, I think we said about that before.
Put his career back a bit, I think.
But, I mean, if he has a solid season at West Brom, I can't see why he shouldn't be given another chance.
Yeah.
I know there's players there, you know, who are, you know, established in Southgate, and likes to lick their ass, this, that and the other. But I think, yeah, he's having a good season, chipping in with goals, chipping in with assists, all round good team play as well. So I think, you know, he's in with a shout this season. Fernandinho put Manchester City 2-1 in front, and then Raheem Sterling come off the bench to go 3-1 up. Beautiful work goal. It was proper. You can see the Barcelona influence now on Pep. Really taking shape, passing, you know, went from one side of the field to the other, back to the other, really stretched out West Brom, worked an opening, whipped it in, Sterling, you know, just tapped it in basically, you weren't going to miss that. Really great work goal. It's not the first time they've done it. I mean, it was a few weeks ago, Delph, when he had like 30-odd passes.
Yeah.
Everyone in the team touched the ball before Delph finished it off. Anyway, Raheem Sterling, now, Al, surprisingly enough, only two men have scored more goals than him this season in all competitions. Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku. 13 Kane's got, Lukaku's got 9, Lukaku's got 11, Sterling's got 9.
Ooh.
How good a season's he having?
He's having a great season.
And it's testament to Pep and his belief. I mean, you see him coming off the bench and Pep's got his arms around him, whispering in his ears.
Yeah. I love you.
Whispering in his ears.
Oh, I love you. Come give me crutches later.
Talks like that, Pep, of course.
Yeah. Everybody knows he's from a very small village in Spain.
That's what they like in Catalonia.
Catalonia, the Welsh.
It's the Brighton of Spain, son. Can we say this? I don't think we can.
I don't know.
I don't think we can.
A little Welsh village in Catalonia.
Where was it? Argentina, wasn't it? There's one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Talk Welsh, isn't he?
Fluent Welsh, isn't he?
Exactly.
Every time you were Italian football, he's like, all right there, back there, well, you know. Me and the boys in Fiorentina, like, you know, Morgan the Goat and I Tommy Two Strokes, you know. We came in and I thought we were going to win against AC Milan, like, but, well...
They had too many carrots, see?
Too many exploding carrots.
Exactly.
Is the closest impression you'll ever hear of Gabriel Batistuta.
No one will get that reference.
Yeah. Have you got any more exploding carrots? It should be watched Tuesday.
Is it?
Should be watched.
What?
That episode.
Is it?
It's a Halloween episode.
Is it on Tuesday?
No, I'm saying it should be watched.
Oh, it should be. No, you're right.
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? Yeah. Is it, Sam? I haven't got Netflix, Sam.
You?
I had a free trial, but finished that, Sam. Can't afford that, Sam. This podcast don't pay. You know? But yeah, anyway, back.
I'll lend you my David Dyes if you want.
Oh, that's awesome, son. I'll catch it on UK, guys.
It's actually on YouTube as well.
It's on YouTube. Oh, I'll watch it on YouTube.
Uh-huh. And the live ones are on YouTube.
Oh.
Because it's really hard to get the live ones on DVD, they're expensive.
There we are, then. But yes, yeah, so Sterling, fantastic season. Manchester City now on the best ever start in the Premier League season. 28 points, 9 wins, 1 draw. 29 plus 29 goal difference they have as well. Best start to for anyone for any Premier League season. So they're on it, shall we say. Move on down to South Coast. Is it South Coast, Bournemouth? South Coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, well, that's what I'm going to say. Vitality Stadium, I think it is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it.
Oh. Kazoo in the air.
Oh, yes, that's a good scratch.
But, yeah, not much of a game. Bournemouth had a couple of chances, not much.
Derby, wasn't it?
Chelsea. No, it's Chelsea the other game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're playing both.
I thought they were playing all Brighton.
No, Derby in the Championship.
Today was a Derby.
Today was a Derby. No, Derby in the Championship now.
Oh, sorry.
Times. Yeah, Bournemouth nil, Chelsea 1, Eden Hazard with a winning goal. It turned out, but I had to set it up. 3 goals in his last 3 games for Hazard now. Coming back for injury, finding some form. All looks a bit dangerous for the rest of the Premier League now. If Hazard hits some form, he's one who can win a game on his own, really.
Yeah.
And with some, Chelsea got some half-decent players. So half-decent players around him. And they could step it up big time and find some form that helped them win the championship last season, because they need to get back in the race as quick as possible. Bournemouth struggling again, we've said all season, Sam. My tip for the chop at the start of the season was Eddie Howe,
yeah,
of course. And as I said, it's hard to say you want to see a manager go. You don't want to see a manager go. Let's say that, right?
Mm.
But if it was anyone else, and he hadn't achieved so far what he had at Bournemouth, he'd be gone by now. This season,
yes.
For the money he spent this season as well.
Yes, I agree.
I think he'd be gone. So I think Bournemouth, they could. I think they're just gonna leave it too late, because like I said, they've bought decent enough players, but they're not winning football games. The defence isn't good enough, and I think they might leave it too late because of sentiment to make a change and get someone in to make an impact as a manager. Don't want to see him go because he's obviously talented at what he's achieved, but I just think they could. We said the last 6 months of last season, the defence was absolutely dire and shocking. And they were lucky they had a good first half of the season, because they would have been bang in trouble. And it started bang up this season. So who knows what to come for the next few months. I suppose time will tell. There'll be some big changes in the January transfer window. So I suppose a lot of clubs are holding on to that. I mean, Everton, for example, must be clinging on to the hope.
Holding up for an hero,
exactly.
They're holding up for Bonnie Taylor.
We'll move on to Super Sunday then. Brighton against Derby. Brighton against Southampton. South Coast. What was this? One each?
Matt Letitia equalised.
From the penalty spot.
Yeah.
Stephen Davis, of course, from Southampton after...
Snooker player.
Yeah, he's taking that football on. I think it was Ward-Prowse. Lovely strap free kick, come off the bar. Stephen Davis just nodded it in, into the ground and in. But the equaliser come in just after half time. Glenn Murray with another goal after his brace last week. Pascal Gross with another assist.
Yeah.
Tremendous player for Brighton so far this season. Good point for them. just a 1-1. Nothing else much. I mean, Brighton did have a few chances, but I think they'd be happy with a point there, without a doubt. The last game, of course, Super Sunday, has just finished as we're here recording this. Leicester City 2-0, Everton. Leicester City 2, Everton 0, even. So Leicester City 2-0 winners. I get the words out right in a minute.
Yes.
We should have rehearsed this.
You should.
Should have rehearsed this. The battle of the new managers, it was down at Filbert Street. Jamie Vardy with the opener for Leicester in the first half, and Demarai Gray with the second goal, all before the half-hour mark, putting Leicester 2-0 up. Everton, look, I mean, it doesn't matter who's in charge at the minute, they look all the same. Out of ideas, no pace, no...
Koeman was sacked, was it Monday?
Who was sacked Monday?
Answorth's taking
charge.
Took him
for a drink on Tuesday.
Moyes is one of the favourites to take it. You might as well just relegate yourself right now if you take David Moyes back.
Yeah, it's just not... It's a different era now for him. He's not...
Your pick...
My pick, Ancelotti.
Ancelotti, as you said.
Well, he's my pick. I mean, as I said to you, Al, I mean, there's a Moshiri or whatever, the major shareholder.
Yeah, I thought it was Farrar.
Farrar Moshiri or something like that. Anyway, Bill Kenwright wants Unworth, isn't it?
Yeah.
He wants him to have an extended run. But as we said, I mean, it's nice to have these... I mean, we saw the effect someone like Craig Shakespeare had last season. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to stay at Leicester. I mean, these people, they can come in and do a good job till the end of the season or for 6 months. But as I said to you, Al, when was the last time someone come in like that and had a long run, had a good few seasons at the club and had sustained results, basically.
Sustained. Success.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Sustained.
Yeah.
Results.
So when was the last time someone come in from that position, caretaker, that under 23, being promoted?
Is this...
You know what I mean?
A rhetorical question?
No, I'm asking you. Because you can't think of one. Because I can't. Can you think of one?
I do believe it was wee Tommy Nichols.
Yes.
Up in Queen of the South.
Ah, you might well be right.
Yeah.
May well be right. But yeah, as I've said, and the club or the stature that Everton want to get to now with Moshiri and his money and his investments, they want to be a big club. They want to make impact now. Can see that. I mean, obviously, I mean, you sit. Everyone goes on about they spent 140 million. Well, they had.
Hey, do you know they spent 140 million?
Yeah. But they had 90 million back.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So they spent, you know, 50 million, which a lot of Premier League clubs spent about 30 to 40, yeah. 50 million yeah. this season. So all in all, they spent about the same and they lost one of the best strikers in Europe. You can't just go out and replace him by spending 10 million on a striker. You can't do it. You can't replace them amount of goals. No. Now, obviously, it didn't help. We bought three number 10s, blah, blah, blah. But it's just they have yeah, to, the money they've...
three number 10s and they're all called blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 yeah. Well,
they're vampires, aren't they?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, the point is, they were willing... I mean, even though they recouped 90 million, they were willing to invest that money again in the squad rather than keep that money like other clubs do, for instance, yeah. Swansea City,
yeah,
who don't spend a fucking penny.
No.
So they were willing to go out and buy players and try and invest in the squad and try and improve the team. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out. But they have to go for big managers then. If they're going to go for big players, they have to go for a big manager. They have to go and ask Ancelotti, for instance.
Yeah.
If he says no, he says no. But you have to have the ambition to go and say, look, we want you, we'll give you this.
Yeah.
What do you think? And if he says no, like I said, there's nothing you can do.
We can't get Ancelotti.
You have to go for the very best available.
I say, well, Ancelotti, if not Ancelotti... Wasn't him Thomas
Tuchel, or Tuchel from Dortmund?
Yeah.
Another manager out there with great reputation. But yeah, they need to, for the stature of the club now, to attract big players in, they need that big manager.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt. So, but
where
yeah.
Where is it? So, this. Tuchel is actually on the list, isn't he?
He's on the list, yeah.
Moyes, Sam Allardyce, David Unsworth, and somebody else, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember the name. But yeah, they got it. I mean, they have to try and go big. Simple as that. There's no point otherwise.
Go big. Go home,
ladies and gentlemen. So that, with our rant about Everton, is the end of the Premier League review. Beautiful. Let's fold sign, ladies and gentlemen. So still to come, we have got coming up next the world famous beer mat quiz, of course. Alex 2-0 up. If he wins this week, he has won the title. For the third time? Fourth time? For the fourth time in five series. I've won it once, ladies and gentlemen, anyway.
Is it fourth or fifth?
I think it's a fourth, because the first quiz we done over two series.
Yeah.
But
and we realised that was too long.
That was too long. So, yes. So, we've got that coming up, and of course, I think Jürgen now is in it. He's having a cup of tea there out with Sandra now.
Sandra.
Continuing the serialisation of his book, he's going to give us another fantastic reading of his book. Whether it's going to be emotional or not, I don't know. Guys and girls, just be ready, is all I'm saying. So, Al, here we go with a BMAT quiz. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard us before, the premise here is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a beer mat each, ask each other a question. Hope you get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong, especially this week. I hope you get yours wrong now. I've got to get mine right. So, I'll pick a card, any card.
I'll have that card.
And I'll have this one. Now, Al, as ever, because you're in front, I'll give you the option again. Do you want to ask me the question first, or do you want me to ask you the question first?
I would like to go first. I would ask you.
You'll ask me first, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Build up the tension. I like it, Al. I like it.
Because you've still got an opportunity to win.
You're born
next
for
week.
This game. You're born for podcast quizzes,
you've
son.
You've still got an opportunity to win next week if I get this wrong.
Right, so.
If you get yours.
Excuse me.
Wrong, and if I get mine
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, so you're asking me.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask you first.
Right.
Okay.
Should have rehearsed this.
Which of these players made the most Premier League starts for Manchester United? Was it A, Dion Dublin?
Starts.
B, Keith Gillespie. C, I don't know how to pronounce his name, you know, Gerard Pique? Barcelona?
Pique.
Or was it D, Giuseppe Rossi?
Starts.
Who's made the most Premier League starts for Manchester United? Dublin, Gillespie, Pique?
Yeah.
And Rossi.
It's a tough one because you know PK Rossi thing, for instance, would have started League Cup games, for instance, caught a cup back in the day, blah, blah, blah. Dublin.
And this is Premier League starts.
Just Premier League starts?
Yeah, I read the question.
Right, sorry,
twice.
I apologise.
Which of these players made the most Premier League starts for Manchester United? Dion Dublin, Keith Gillespie, Gerard
PK.
Or Giuseppe Rossi. Shakira's husband.
I go with Keith Gillespie.
Keith Gillespie. Gerard Piqué.
No. Yeah. How many?
Six.
Sick. How many of the others have been? Don't say.
Well, under six.
Under six, yeah.
So if I get this, I've taken my fourth world championship.
You've taken it, Al. Right, are you ready, Al?
Yeah.
Multiple choice. How many games did St James's Park...
The real one?
You know that. Not the Exeter one. One of Newcastle. How many games did St James's Park host at Euro 96?
Ooh.
Is it? 1, 3, 5, 7. Tension now. Tension building here.
Three.
Your answer is... Three is right.
Yeah!
He is the world beer matches quiz champion.
I thought one is not enough. And five is too much. Three. Fourth time world beer.
God, this is unbelievable today. We've got a shambles.
Tiredness, Alison. It's tiredness. Yeah. Busy men.
Getting old, that's what it is.
Four-time world beer quiz champion.
Well done.
Before
the end of the series.
Series as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well done, Al. Congratulations.
Are you ever going to win again?
You
didn't even get a single one right this time. These questions you picked for yourself are bloody hard, son.
It's like beer maths, man. I can tell you, chuck them out next time. We'll have a different quiz now next time. Think of something else. But yes, okay.
For the next series, we will have a new, brand new format.
Oh, there we are. We'll think of something.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
We will ask Ash a question until he gets one right.
I'm back. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, time to move on quickly. He's waiting in the wings there. He's finished his cup with Sandra. Book in hand. He's ready to come in. Our old friend, ladies and gentlemen, was here last week. More of his world-famous book, Jürgen the German Klinsmann. Hello, Jürgen.
Guten Tag, everyone.
How are you, Jürgen? How are you?
Well, Jürgen, very good this week. Jürgen's yes. come up with a name for the book.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
It's no longer be I, Jürgen.
No, what's it going to be?
I'm Camp.
I'm Camp. Very good. I like it, Jürgen. I like it indeed.
Yes. Apparently, there's a world-famous book with a similar title.
Oh, is there?
But Jürgen's going, I'm Camp.
You are a bit.
Like Mr. Humphreys. Yes,
now you say it, I notice it. Now you say it.
I'm free. I'm Camp. So it's going to be I'm Camp.
I'm Camp. Well, you are, of course. When's it out? When's it released? Still the same date?
It'll be the 3rd of November.
3rd of November now.
Is it the 3rd of November or the...
I think you had the 9th last time. Or the 11th.
11th.
Or the
is
something.
It the Friday?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
A week Friday.
Next
Friday. As they used to say in the olden days, a week Friday, ladies
week
and gentlemen.
Week Friday. Not this Friday, Friday after next.
I'm sure it'll be available on the V2 website, no doubt about it.
It's on the official, it'll be the official V2 website.
Yes.
Tesco's, Waterstones, Sainsbury's.
Nice.
Mars, Sands.
Yes.
And Summers. SportsDirect.com.
Nice. You get a free big mug with that, don't you?
You get a massive big mug in there and a giant calculator.
Oh, nice.
Giant calculator. And you can buy a t-shirt that will not fit you. Yeah. But you cannot take it back.
Yeah, carry on.
You
yeah.
cannot take it back and get your money. Because they don't give you money back. They give you store credit.
Oh.
What's up with that?
That, Jürgen, is your influence from some of your ex-employees, the Americans, that is. They love store credit.
Store credit.
That's it's the like, influence coming over here, that is.
It's like, I bought the t-shirt, it says extra large on it. It obviously, it's a small.
You can still see the belly, can you?
No, it's a small. I want my money back. And they say, we do not give money back. We give you store credit.
It's not.
And I was like, I don't want to buy anything else in this shop.
No.
And the man behind the counter says, well, you've got store credit now. You've got to have store credit. So maybe buy a Tottenham shirt. I said, or a Germany shirt. I'm like, do not tell me what to buy. I'm Jürgen Klinsmann.
Yes, that's right, Jürgen. Don't need to take that sort
so
of abuse.
So I ended up buying a SportsDirect.com dartboard.
Nice.
Nice. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do if they don't give you money back? No, you're going to waste the goddamn money in that shop.
You've got to pick something, haven't you?
No.
So anyway, you of course here to do a fantastic...
SportsDirect.com.
Another fantastic reading for us. After last week's emotional reading, Jürgen, it really got a lot of listeners, by the short and curlies.
Oh, yes. Well, I do enjoy grabbing people by the short and curlies.
But you're here for another exclusive reading for us, Jürgen.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely amazing.
Not too many now, because the book will be out soon.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
you can read it yourself.
Yes.
But exactly. Please buy the audiobook.
Oh, yes, available very soon.
Yes, the audiobook will be read by none other than the German, greatest German ever lived.
Yes.
David Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff will be doing the reading, the audiobook.
Fantastic. I look forward to that. We'll have that on Audible. Audible, is it? Audio?
Audible. I do have that.
I will have it as well then.
I have it as well. 3 months free trial.
Do you really, Alex?
You get $1 a month.
Do you?
$7.99 you got to pay, and you only allow $1
a month.
A month.
You're laughing.
I know. And so as soon as that 3 months is up, I'm cancelling it.
You could pay me a fiver a month. And I'll read 3 books to you a month.
This is crazy. Yes, it is absolutely crazy.
It is.
$7.99 for one book. It's like getting Netflix and spending $7.99
yeah.
and only allowed to watch one film.
No, it's not right, is it? It's not right at all. But anyway, Jürgen, we're excited. We're waiting with bated breath here. An exclusive reading here, ladies and gentlemen, from Jürgen Klinsmann's brand new autobiography, Ein Kampf.
Well, this part is from chapter 17.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay. I'm not doing it in all the hours there.
No.
Snippets. You're getting like the tears. Right. Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at the faces, and you don't ask the names. You don't think of them as humans, and you don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. That was well, now the World Cup 90, the final.
Yes.
You know, Franz Beckenbauer.
Yes.
You came in and he says, keep your eyes on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, I carry on, you know. And you know, Franz, he's a very funny man, you know, Franz Beckenbauer. But not funny like, ha ha funny, but funny as in, you're a bit like a cuckoo clock.
Oh, yes.
Crazy, you know.
Yes, we understand, yes.
You know, very crazy man, you know. And he just says, he pointed to me. Like this, okay? He pointed to me like, you can't see it, everybody, but I'm pointing.
We can see it very aggressively.
And he said to me, Klinsmann, you are a private dancer. A dancer for money. And it's like, I said, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's just laugh, I'm nervous here.
I said, I'll do what you want me to do.
Yes.
He said, you are a private dancer. A dancer for money. And I said to him, Franz, any old music will do, but I am not a private dancer.
No.
I am a footballer. And he's the very first man, Franz Beckenbauer. He's like, private dancer!
Well, we all this is.
And at the end, then we won the World Cup.
So well, there we go. Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen.
They say is madness to his methods. Is
well, method to his madness. That's
yes.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, my English is not good sometimes.
No,
you know?
No. We get you drift.
But of course, that's just the 17 World Cup Italian 90.
All I can say is thank you very much. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can see this where the way this book is going. I mean, snippets from inside a dressing room of a World Cup winning team. I mean, you couldn't ask for more than this. I mean, this is going to be a bestseller all over the world, without doubt.
I'm going to exclusively reveal next week.
Yes.
I will be reading
yes.
a snippet from one of the chapters of Euro 96.
Oh, my goodness.
When we won that as well.
When you did indeed, yes, I remember. I remember it well.
I do believe we beat England in the semi-finals.
Yes, you did. I remember it well.
Yes.
I remember it well, Jürgen. But anyway, thank you very much for coming in yet again.
My pleasure.
I
do enjoy coming here and, you know, gives me something to do on that weekend. No.
Exactly. And,
but can I just say, why isn't Jürgen on any of these lists from next managers?
I don't know. I do not know.
Why aren't they there, you know?
I do not know.
Everton, they can have me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, look, who else needs a manager? What, Leicester got Cloud Pool now.
Yes, yes.
They got a Cloudy Pool. Jesus, of course. Why isn't Jürgen on the
You should be Jürgen. I mean, I don't understand why you're not. You absolutely should be Jürgen. We hope you are, because obviously we'd see a lot more of you in the Premier League week in, week out.
Of course.
But yes, all we can say, thank you for coming in. Another great reading, an insight into your book.
I would get paid in anything, you know, Dutch marks or dollars, you know. American Express will do nicely. You know, thank you.
No problem. There we are. There we are.
No.
But yeah, and as you said, we'll see you exclusively next week.
Vidison, the last friends.
To goodbye, Jürgen. Thank you very
goodbye.
Much. Jürgen Klinsmann, everybody.
Not goodbye. Toodle-pip.
Toodle-pip, Jürgen. Thank you very much, Jürgen Klinsmann.
Bye-bye.
Well, this book sounds like... I mean, this is going to be epic. This is Tolkien. Tolkien-esque.
Tolkien-esque, yeah.
This is, without a shadow of a doubt, ladies and gentlemen.
Tolkien-esque.
Tolkien-esque, yeah.
Not Tolkien.
This is up there with the Bible too. This is up there, without a shadow of a doubt. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that brings an end to another week on the Ash and Isle Premier League podcast. Of course, we'll be back again next week, hopefully. God willing. But yes, in the meantime, have a good week.
And have a happy Halloween.
Oh. No, he's been a wolf. You're just making a camp noise. Camp wolf. Anyway, toodle pip.